used to be the rapper, right?
Okay. In my group. So they have to give me a whole song.
Hold on.
Rap and
pause.
Yeah?
Okay, what's up? Viewers at home, did you hear this? You are a rapper?
I was.
Hey. Mic drop.
Listen.
Alrighty, everyone. Welcome back to the Korean Cowboys podcast.
Woo! Yes, yes. We're coming at you straight from Victorian England, if you can't tell from our set today. It is very different from our previous sets.
Yes.
And I happen to love it. And we have a very... We have a very special guest. A little nervous. Actually, yes. We have a very special guest today with us.
Yes.
And it is a intense honor for join us here on the podcast. So... Today, Aaron, who do we have on the podcast?
We have the Big Sunbae.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
The Big Sunbae.
The original R&B prince. We have Brian Ju
in
the studio with us today. Yeah.
Woo! What's up, everyone? It's Brian Ju. I'm here. I feel like you deliberately picked this furniture because I'm old, so this is the old
thing. Oh, no.
That whole concept here?
Like, oh, no. It's we're all old souls. We listen to oldies and everything. So we're like, you know what? Let's make it a very 1800s affair.
Okay. You know? Yeah, I feel like... The queen or something. The royal family, yeah.
Well, our listeners and viewers, maybe if you could do like a self-introduction of yourself.
Which camera do I look at? Doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter, yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brian Ju here. For those of you that don't know me, I debuted in a group called Fly to the Sky over 23 years ago. And I've been in Korea for that long now. And I do other things in music now. I do hosting, live commerces, home shopping, variety shows. I clean my house, I wash my car, and I walk my dogs. There you go.
A man of many talents. Cleaning and washing and all everything. We love it.
I'm a little OCD, a little bit.
Yeah. You know, before we like get into the actual interview part, I wanted to say, like, I don't know if you know this, but I have been running into you randomly for the better part of, like, 14 or 15 years.
He just actually mentioned this to me, like, maybe an hour ago. Yeah, yeah.
Because I remember running into you when we did that singing program.
That never aired.
Didn't that air?
I don't think so, no.
I never monitored what I'm on.
Yeah, I had no idea what happened to it. I just know I sang a Frank Sinatra. But what do you call it? So I actually have been running into you randomly.
Okay.
In random places. Mostly on bass. I used to see you at like the PX just hanging out sometimes.
Really?
Just to see you around. Or like the 4th of July festivals. At one of your old houses, your neighbor had a Christmas party. And I went there. Yes, yeah. Dorothy Nam. And I was there. And we actually have a picture together from like, I don't know how many years ago was that. 12 years ago. Yeah, I was. Because I was doing some work for her.
How old were you then?
I was like, I don't know, 20. I was like really young. Yeah, yeah. I'll show you the picture later.
I need to see this picture now.
All right, I'll find it. I'll find it. But I'm a little red in the face, a little inebriated because I was thoroughly sloshed. But
you want to admit that on you're underage in the U.S. for that.
I was 21, guys. Korean age 20. Is that right?
Korean age 20, which means you still couldn't drink.
Well, no. How old was I? I was 22. Yeah.
Okay.
I was 20. I was 21. Yeah. Sorry. A little confused. You know, between the ages. You know, I got three ages in Korea.
Drunk, so.
Yeah. You know. But anyway. Yeah. So I've actually run into you a million times. I didn't actually get to know you really well, or like get to like, hey, man, what's your number? Like, let's kick it. Like, you know, until we did that program that never aired, the pilot. So here we are. How many years ago later is this? 3 years. It's great to have you on the show.
Was that 3 years ago?
Almost. Yeah.
Was that before COVID?
It was at the beginning of COVID.
Okay.
So that's when I was like, hey, man, like, you know, let's like kick it sometime. And then here we are years later on our podcast. Welcome to the Korean Cowboys.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.
No, you also have a story about when you went to do CrossFit with Brian.
Oh, no, we'll get into that later. We'll get into that later. There's a whole section about CrossFit.
Yeah,
but
pumped right now? What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
It's like a story. Like,
We'll get into it. Yes. We're going to start. We kind of like to go through the life of people, you know, when they come on our new segment. Because this is a new thing that we're doing. We had a different guest on last week, and we're going to just be doing fascinating guests here instead.
What season is it right now?
This is season three.
Oh, I only watched season two.
Oh, we're going strong. We're going strong.
Season two was like a jumping of like a bunch of random stuff.
Different background and studio.
Yeah, yeah. That's, we have a separate studio for that with like all the cowboy memorabilia and paraphernalia and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, wrong word. Not paraphernalia. I've been listening to a lot of Howard Stern lately. So anyway, yes. Yeah. So the first thing we want to kind of ask you, you know, how did you get here? Like, how'd you get to Korea? What's your life story? Yeah. Fascinating. And that we wrap it up.
No, but seriously, I was in high school. Even before high school, I always wanted to work in entertainment. Like, I had a passion for the stage. I wanted to, actually, before music, I wanted to get into acting.
Oh, okay.
Being Asian in America, it was harder to try to get into roles for film or TV shows. And Asian people only got roles that were, like, related to, like, martial arts. You know, stuff like that. Like, the Jackie Chan, the Bruce Lees, or the Jet Lees and stuff. So, I didn't want to live that kind of life. So, I still didn't, like, give up on my dreams. So I would do, like, audition for, like, all the school plays and all that stuff. And when I got older, I think we were in New York. My friend Grace, she was hanging out with her friends in K-Town. And she saw a flyer. It was like, if you want to move to Korea and work in entertainment, give me a call. So she calls a person, signs up on my behalf without telling me that she did that.
Okay. Oh, wow. And
so the scout, or I guess... called a scouting agent?
Yeah, I guess.
By the name of Gary Boone, lived in Maryland. He came up to New Jersey and he called me and he's like, hey, Brian Ju. I'm like, yes. He goes like, I'm here for your audition. I'm like, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, there's a referral number by the name of Grace Pay. I was like, oh, can I call you back? So I called her. I was like, who's this Gary Boone guy? She goes, oh, did he call you? I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, you did.
Here in our neighborhood, I don't know what to do. He's like, well, what does he want to do? He's like, he wants me to come to the hotel, meet him, you know, and whatever. So I somehow convinced my dad. I was like, dad, because I couldn't drive at the time. So I'm like, dad, can you take me to the casinos? And it was, ironically, it was the casino my dad worked at anyway.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So my dad drove me out there. Did the whole audition thing, like sang, spoke in Korean. He asked me, can I act? I attempted to act in Korean. I was nervous as hell, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a last minute, like...
No time to prepare, yeah.
I didn't prepare anything. I was just like, he's over there behind the camera. He's like, all right, go ahead and state your name. I was like, my name's Brian Ju. I am 15 years old. Da, da, da. Like, I was nervous. Back then, I don't know if you know, remember Jack... Dex Kisu?
Of course, yeah.
So that was the time when they did that one dance when he just falls on his back.
Mm-hmm.
That dance. And I'd never done that dance before, but I was so nervous and I needed to get that like weird feeling out of my system. But I attempted to do that in a hotel room and boom. And he just looks at me and goes, are you all right? Why the hell did I do that? Like, I just did anything and everything I could to possibly get his attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asked me, he's like, what label do you like really want to go to? And I told him, I was like, SM.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I was a big H.O.T. fan.
Mm.
And so we part ways, and he says, I'll be in contact with you. And then at the time, I didn't go by myself. I actually went with my friend Neil as well.
Okay.
Him. And Neil auditioned, but Neil, unfortunately, didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's doing these days. Contact years ago.
Mm.
But yeah, so he calls me back, and he's like, oh, there's three companies that are interested in meeting you. I was like, oh. I was like, well, when are we meeting them? He's like, you want to go to Korea? I was like, I don't have any money. He's like, well, they'll pay for your flights. I was like, okay. So on the way to Korea at the time, that was back in 97, he had updated me saying two of the companies were like, you know what? We don't want him. Because they rewatched the videos. Like, they flat out said, one says, he's too short. And then the other one said that he doesn't fit the image of the group that they're making at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad I didn't go to those labels.
Right.
Because...
okay.
I'm not dissing on the teams or the K-pop groups back then, but I would have either been in a group called Click B.
Okay.
Isn't it Evan?
Or D-Base.
I've never heard of that.
Exactly. Yeah. So no hate towards D-Base because I became friends with them, you know, when we did Pangzong and stuff like that together, but they only were out for like 6 months and then they just disappeared.
Okay.
But it was a group that Ihyeondo Sanbaenim produced from Deuce.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're like more like a hip-hop group, like a lot of rapping. And then Click B obviously was like, what, like pop rock?
Yeah.
Like Miley Cyrus-y or Taylor Swift-y kind of music. But I didn't see myself going that route anyway. So I got lucky. So when I landed in Korea, he goes, do you know what company even wants to see you yet? I was like, no, you just told me to come to Korea with you. So I came. And then I get in the car, still not knowing who picked me up from the airport, get to the office, and the doors on the office at SM, I was like, now my nervousness is just kicking in. I'm like, what do I do? What the hell? I don't know how to act. You know, and I'm pretty good at being super Korean. Now, for those of you who are watching, like, what's super Korean? It's like trying to be a native Korean, basically.
Right.
So it's like the whole, like, 안녕하세요, 안녕하세요, 네. He's like, you're from America. Why do you act so, like, timid? And did it? I was like, 아, 네, 죄송해요. 네. Like, I was, like, so nervous. And then the second day, we're in the office rehearsing and practicing. And before they even showed me the contract, I see Kang Tae walk by. And I'm like,
yeah.
Just what do I do now?
You done fell out.
I felt like my heart just, boom, dropping. It's like, you know, any kid growing up sees their, like, idol K-pop singer star right in front of them. You don't know how to react, so I just, like, froze. And then the 이사님 at the time was like, oh, Kang Tae, this is Brian. He's from America. 인사해. And Kang Tae comes over and goes, 반갑습니다. I was like, what do I do? I was, like, so nervous. And he said something like, he goes, oh, 반갑고 축하해요. I was like, why is he 축하해ing me? Like, I didn't do anything. I guess he already knew that I was supposed to sign with the label, but I still haven't seen the contract at this point.
Right.
And then finally see the big man, 이수만 선생님. And then he's like, oh, you know, I deliberately, personally picked you out from all the videos. I was like, oh, 진짜요? Because usually they go through a system where, like, the A&R watches the videos, the marketing team. But 이수만 saw the video. And I guess I had the image that he liked because he also personally picked Jang Woo-hyuk from H.O.T. And I remember when I debuted, a lot of people were like, oh, you and Jang Woo-hyuk have resemblances and blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, I guess that's a good thing. And then after he left the office, gave us a contract. I didn't even read over it, obviously, because it was way too much Korean and I couldn't read Korean back then that well. Mm-hmm. Signed the contract. We had to fax all the contracts back to my parents. Back then, yeah. Do people use fax machines anymore?
I think they have them.
I have
they
no do, idea. Right? I think I'm pretty sure they do, right?
I know how to use one. But
no,
because
recently I've watched a drama or something in the States, and they were like, "Oh, can you fax it to me?" I'm like, "In 2022?
Okay." Yeah, I haven't heard of anyone faxing anything as of recent. No, yeah, that's true.
In a long time. Yeah.
And faxing back then took forever because the internet was slower.
Yeah.
And the dial-up. The contract was like that thick. It was almost like a J.K. Rowling novel.
A lexicon of contractual terms.
So we were in the office for a good 4 to 5 hours because my mom and dad would get the contract. They needed to read it over.
Right.
We didn't have a lawyer at the time, but I was just so eager. I kept on calling my mom. I was like, Oma, just sign the contract. She goes, but what if you're signing a bad contract? I was like, I don't care. I just want to do this. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, you want to do it? Then dad and I will say yes. They signed it. Boom. Contract wasn't that great. I'm gonna say, not gonna go into details.
In retrospect,
yeah, it wasn't the best contract in the world. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and that's how I ended up here. Thanks to my friend Grace. Hopefully, she's watching. And Grace right now is like the main makeup artist for Lil Nas X. Normani, and before that, she was doing Gwen Stefani and Fergie. Yeah.
Wow.
That's in Hollywood. Crazy.
She was makeup artist back then?
She's a makeup artist. Growing up, she didn't really do makeup, but Grace was one of those people, like, her and I would always, after church, we'd always hang out together, go to her house, come to my house. She was like my little sister because I've known her since I was in kindergarten.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And she was like 3 years younger than I was. Mm. And we would, like, even though we were like a small area in South Jersey, we still had like the 한인회, like 축제 events, stuff like that. And they'd always ask us to do it. So Grace and I would always try to scout like two other Korean Americans. Mm. And back then we did like Lula, Young Tucks Club.
What other K-pop old
groups
school.
Yeah, old school groups.
You still talk to her?
Of course.
Oh.
Every time I go back to the States, we hang out. I'm going to her wedding hopefully next year.
Oh, wow.
You're having the wedding.
Thanks, Grace.
Congratulations.
Well, congratulations.
She was supposed to have a wedding this year in October. And I bought the plane ticket and everything for the wedding. And I get to LA, I'm like, I still don't have the update, like where the wedding's going to be. Uh-huh. So I had dinner with, like, what's going on with this wedding? He goes, oh, yeah, we're not ready yet. We couldn't find a place. Mm. You know, everything's booked. So we're probably going to go for 2023. I was like, all right, well, just keep me posted so I can, you know, get time off to be able to go to the wedding.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So, nice.
Thank you, Grace, for introducing the world to Brian Ju.
Yeah, thank you, Grace.
Ooh, we got
my
call.
Gosh. My bad.
No, it's okay. No,
it's fine.
That was hell. Oh, they need my car. I have to move my car.
We'll be right back. All right. I don't even know.
We were talking about how you ended up in Korea.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, thanks to Grace, I'm here. And I kind of owe her my life, in a way. Mm. So, yeah.
How was it when you first came to Korea? Were there any, like, issues with adapting to the culture or language?
Oh, hell yeah.
Because God knows we did, you know?
Yeah. Like, I feel like, I'm not saying that you guys had a lesser, like, it was easier for you guys, but I remember when I first came, like, the internet wasn't advanced. So even if I was like really stressed out or depressed, I couldn't just text anybody back then.
Right.
You know? So it's like
snail mail.
I remember like right when we debuted too, not even debuted, during our like Yeonseupsaeng days, which is short for us. We only did like 6 months of prep.
Really?
Wow.
Because they just wanted us to hear him come out with an album.
Right.
And so Hani had already pre-recorded some of the songs for his parts.
Mm-hmm.
And then wow. I got in the studio, had to learn the songs and record and stuff like that. And like I was being ridiculed for like, oh, 발음 이상해, your pronunciation. You know?
Oh God.
You have to be more 또박또박해. You have to,
war
I was like,
flashbacks.
Really? Oh, and man. I'm listening to Hani's parts. I'm like, he doesn't even sound like a Korean. You know, he like slurs all his words back then
mm-hmm.
because that's like that his emotion with R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would go in the studio and re-record because the A&R was like, yeah, we don't understand the actual word you're saying, mm-hmm. you know? So he's like, are you saying ege or age? Or I don't, I was like, fine, I will record everything that you guys want me to do. And then, like, for you, mm-hmm. since you're half white, half Korean, it's like, I wasn't Korean enough sometimes.
Mm.
Oh, and I'm not going to say the person's name, but I remember during our, you know, 활동 years, 원 선배님, we're at a 회식, and at the time, I'll be honest, Hwani and I both were smokers back then.
Mm-hmm.
But Hwani had told me, he's like, you know what? I'm going to quit smoking. I need you to help me out. So even if we go to 회식, make sure I don't smoke. I was right. like, all right, cool. So then we go to 회식 and he's about to pull out a cigarette. So I actually held his hand down. I was like, 하지마, you know, 담 피지마. And I took the pack of cigarettes and put it in my pocket. So then he couldn't, you know, have it in his pocket. And then this 선배 saw it. He goes, what are you doing? I was like, oh, Hyung, Hwani wants me to help him quit smoking. He's like, this is Korea. You just let him do what he wants to do. And he goes, his actual words are, oh, 미국 놈. You're so Americanized. And I was just like, and? Like, yeah, I was born in the States.
Is that
like,
bad? You know?
If a friend asked me to help them out, that's what I do. And he goes, no, you know, in Korea, it's like, if he wants to do something, 그냥 내비둬. You know, just let him do what he wants to do. I was like, all right. So I pulled the cigarettes back, put it back on the table. And then he's like, Hani was like, 이것도 왜 주는 거야? I was like, 누구누구 형이, you know, he just gave me an attitude. He's like, 치워. And I did it again. And he saw me do it again. And then later on, like an hour later, he takes me to the bathroom. He's like, yeah, 너 한국 사람처럼 안 살래? He's like, 너 마인드 바꿔야 돼. I was like, 네, 형.
Yeah.
Okay, you're all right. So
I don't understand that. Like, that makes no sense.
Exactly. I was like, so I'm helping somebody. So that's not Korean enough? Like, I didn't get it. It was hard back then. And I remember managers, I didn't really get along with them too. So when I was depressed, the only way to get away from depression was I'd go to PC-bangs back then
mm-hmm.
and use AOL Instant Messenger.
AIM.
Because our sukso's internet was really slow because deliberately they didn't want us online and stuff like that because they wanted us focus on working and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I'd go to PC-bang and talk to my friends in high school and they're like, hey, B, what's going on? I was like, I hate it here. I'd be like, yeah. But of course, that all changed over time. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't have anything as bad as that. I mean, I had something bad. I wouldn't get chewed out for nothing sometimes, but nothing like that.
Mm.
Wow, that's crazy.
No, like what you mentioned about like the recording, like, oh, like 발음 이상해, like,
yeah, yeah.
I used to have that issue too. I'd be like, I think I sound like fine, but like, but just because I'm American, they'd be like, oh, like, 발음 이상해, 다시. Yeah. I'm just like, why?
교포 같아.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
미국
like,
사람이 노래하는 것 같아. Like,
yeah.
that. I was like,
I'm like, girl, what are you talking about? Like, it sounds fine to me, but, I mean, who knows? My Korean was shit back in the day.
A lot of it. My company, I think, I remember they gave me, like, a song all Korean, because I used to be the rapper, right, in my group. So they had to give me a whole song.
Hold on.
Rap in
Pause.
Yeah? Okay, what's up?
Viewers at home, did you hear this? You were a rapper?
I was.
Oh, but what was your rapper name?
Jay. So it was
Jay what?
Just Jay. Oh. We had weird names in my group. They were all really strange.
No, like J-Dog.
No, it wasn't like, you know.
J-Beat.
Like J-Boogie. Like yeah. It was nothing like that. It was just Jay. Jay. It's my middle name. You know, they wanted, I don't know. They were like, well, you know, you're white, so.
Wait, your middle name is Jay? So it's Joel J?
Yeah, Joel J.
Joel J. Lane.
Hmm.
Yeah. Joel J. Lane.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
J-J-L.
It's a pretty white name. But actually, Jay is my Korean name. Like, actually. Like
J-A-E or J-A-Y?
It's J-A-Y, but in Korean, it's J-E.
J-E.
My brother's name is Jin Ho. It's like, you know.
And when was the last time you rap, man?
I know where this is going, and I'm going to stop it right now.
First of all, no. I'm not trying to tell you to rap. I'm just in awe right now. Like, I didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, they had me do that. I was the visual rap because I guess, you know. No, I was. That's what I was like, 안녕하세요. 비주얼 랩을 맡고 있는 제이입니다. This is my thing.
That's better than 얼굴 없는 가수들 back then. Remember? There was a lot of 얼굴 없는 singers. Like when Brown Eyed Soul first debuted. Mm. They were 얼굴 없는 가수. Because they didn't show their face, just their voices.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, okay, I know
when you got it flaunted is all I'm going to say.
Hey. Mic drop.
Listen, you got to live with some jashin, some confidence in life. Yeah,
you know what jashin.
Yeah, that's right.
If you guys want to check out his rap videos, go on YouTube.
Please do not. Please don't. Come on. I take Pyeongji Park this. Pyeongji this.
Am I allowed to like play it while we're doing it?
The first thing I ever did for our YouTube contents was a song to Lil Kim's beat, A Big Mama Thang. That's the first thing.
I don't even know that song.
I love Lil.
What's this?
No.
Jolene.
No, you gotta type in BTLJ.
It was pretty bad, though. I'm not gonna lie. It was really bad.
I need to check this out. It was bad. Oh, this is live, y'all.
Oh, this one right here. Take three.
Actually, turn it off.
No, turn that one off. I'm gonna play this one.
That's your voice?
What? You got it going on.
Uh-huh. That's your voice?
Yeah. I'm a very deep voice. This is all not gonna get in the podcast anyway, so don't matter.
No, we have to. Is that the only lyric in the song?
All right, so listen. Now that we're going to continue on with the podcast. So let me tell you now, if you don't already know, it's going to
be a while till my curtain finally closes. He's getting so uncomfortable.
Are you feeling cringy right now?
More than you know. I said, it's going to be a while till my curtain finally closes. Meanwhile, 6 months later, my curtain done closed. You know, my group didn't last long.
No, but in that song, you didn't sound the way you sounded now. You're like,
it's been a while. Like, yeah. We do it like this now.
You know,
okay.
Because I also do a lot of voice acting. That's why
I feel like now it's our show when we're interviewing the
brand. Yeah, I know. What is going on? Hold on. Rewind. We're going way off tangent.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Hilarious.
Wow.
Funny.
Wow. Oh, my heavens. Okay, yeah. So, Brian Jew. But if I recall correctly, didn't you rap on a few of your songs also?
I used to be the rapper in the group.
Mm. Was it because you were a Korean American? Is that why?
It was a Korean American. You know? And they would always bring in like the rap, like the demos. And you remember the demos back then? I don't know if you, the demos like that when you debuted, but we would have like Konglish rap or even demos were written. Like I remember getting, what was it? Like our second release from the first album was called Fly to the Sky. Mm-hmm. And like the Korean lyrics, obviously is like, but in English, the demo, like every time I look into the sunshine ray, don't you close the door, happiness now. Like,
oh yeah.
What?
I know, just like,
all the demos was random English. And so they would give it to me, and then the rap would be like that. It goes like, yo, happy time, wine, red wine, white wine, 1, 2, 3, go. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
I'm like, not doing this. And then I'd have to change everything. I would actually told the producer, I was like, 제가 차라리 바꿀게요. I'll change all the English. Like, oh, 감사하죠. But back then, since I volunteered to change it, I didn't get any credit for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that was... Ugh.
Yeah, no. Like, I used to get demos too, like, just all in English, but, like, just made no sense. Hey. Like, hey, wine, licorice. I'm like, what? I'm like, what is this?
And like, do they still do that? I wonder.
Yeah. That's why I asked. Wow. I'm like, so why do you guys sing it in English at demos? And they're like, oh, because
it just sounds
better,
right?
It just sounds better for the person that's, you know, that might be the potential singer of the song. Yeah. They're like, if it's in English, it sounds more catchy.
More poppy. Because back then, before K-pop is what it is now, they wanted K-pop to sound more popish.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you listen back then, a lot of it, like, if you look back at, like, 90s singers, the biggest, like, if you look at girl groups, a lot of them went off of Britney Spears, TLC.
Spice Girls.
And then the guys had lots of, like, you know, Boys to Men or whoever.
NSYNC.
Like, there was a lot of that influence there, you know. This is...
Well, Joel, I mean, you got it going on.
I do.
You got it going on.
I was really hoping that video would just get buried forever, but thanks to Brian, it's, you know, out there.
Well, thanks to the tube, nothing gets buried anymore.
That's true. Yeah. You know, I tried to go in there and report the video, but they won't delete it for me, so, because it's not under my YouTube channel. But anyway.
Yeah.
So when you came to Korea, you were like a big HOT fan.
Huge HOT fan, yeah.
Yeah. So when you found out that you were going to debut in not a full group, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like a, Fly to the Sky was two people.
Two guys.
HOT and, you know, other groups like Shinhwa, they are like many members. Like, was it what you were imagining was going on?
That was what I was hoping for, like, because I love like the bigger groups. Mm-hmm. Like I said, when I was younger, my first ever K-pop group that I fell in love with was Hotejo Aider, and they're even three guys.
Yeah.
And then after that, I like the mixed groups like Lula, two guys, two girls. Young Tucks Club, three girls, two guys. So I was thinking maybe I'll be in a group with like more people. And then when they put us together, they actually made us during our Yeonseopsang period. It was Hwani, myself, Changnara, Boa, and Changjinyoung. And he ended up going to another group called Blackbeat. So we thought Jin Young-yi was going to be with us.
Right.
So we thought, oh, we're going to be a three-person group. Mm-hmm. So we practiced. And then obviously from there, they took Nara left SM. Mm-hmm. And then Boa, they knew that she was going to be a solo artist. So she would practice on her own. But the first 3 months that I was in Korea, we'd always practice together. So like when Boa was like, I want to say like 13, 12, mm-hmm. 13 is when I first met her. And
okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Back then I hated her.
Yeah. Really?
For real. Real talk. Really. Because she was so young, mm-hmm. you know, like she's not the boy that she is now, of course, but when she was young, you know, kids are like pesty, annoying. She just finished school, come to rehearsal, like, oppa, oppa, 학교에서 다들 나 이효리언 선배님 닮았대. I was like, oh, like she would always like 자기 자랑 all the time as a kid. Mm-hmm. And that annoyed me growing up. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't hate her, like, actually hit her, but it was just like such an annoying little kid thing to do,
like a little sister kind of like bugging you. Yeah.
And always, every time she was such a great dancer back then too, so I would just be like, I hope you pop and lock your arm off. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, so, right.
Yeah. But Boa, 고마워, 즐거움 줘서.
Wonder if she remembers all this. I mean, the SM back then is not the SM now.
Oh, no. Now it's like when I drive by, because my hair place, mm-hmm. my shop is near SM's office. So every time I drive it, I'm like, wow, it's like an enterprise. It's like its own little galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back then, it was still a little bit ghetto when I first went there.
That yellow building at Apgujeongdae-il?
Oh, no. I'm talking about Pampo.
Oh.
Original
I didn't even know
SM.
About this.
Yeah. So it was like when I was younger, and I remember watching like those documentary films via VHS tapes. Mm-hmm. And it was like following SES or HOT, and they'd go to their suksos and stuff like that. And then the SM, like, 연습실 whatever, was in the basement of this building in Pampo, and SM was here at the time, and DSP was here.
Oh, okay.
So you had your HOT fans on this side and the Jex Kiss fans on the same side, on the same street. Mm-hmm. So it would always be just chaotic trying to drive up that road because they had like crazy fans back then, a lot of fans.
Yeah.
I don't know. My my cousin was a huge fan of SM artists, like in the early 2000s. Okay. So she, I
who's a favorite?
Hers? Yeah. HOT. Because she liked HOT, she liked you guys, she liked everybody. She she gave me, next time I went back to the States, she gave me this DVD, SM Town in like China or something in like 2000 and early 2000s.
That's so long ago. Yeah.
So I was watching, oh my God, this is wild. I mean, I had to find my DVD player first because, you know, I don't know. But
you could probably find it online anyway now.
Hell yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
So you made your debut in 1999, correct? With Flight to the Sky. What was that like when you first debuted?
It was nerve-wracking, obviously, because we debuted on the show called Login HOT, which was on NBC, and it was HOT's first TV show that they're the main hosts of. So it was like a pilot show that they're trying to run for a long time. I don't know how long they actually went on for, but we were the first guests ever.
Wow.
It was SES and Flight to the Sky, and I remember, like, they had all these high hopes for us and ambitions and stuff like that, so before going on stage, even before that day, they're asking, like, what can you do? 장기자랑, 이런 거 준비해, blah, blah, blah. And I remember, like, I was always, like, the goofball whenever we, like, rehearsed. And I would always, like, do, like, Britney Spears or, like, the boy band group, stuff like that, but in a very sarcastic way.
Right.
And I remember one time, Hwani told the managers, he's like, Britney Spears 너무 웃기게 잘해요. I was like, I don't want to do it. And he's like, 보여줘. And I'd have to do it in front of the managers and the dancers. And they're all, like, cracking up. He goes, you need to do this on freaking Login HOT. It's hilarious. Da, da, da. 너무 웃겨. I was like, I don't want my first debut to be doing
that. I think I did it again.
It was actually the first song, Baby One More Time.
Oh, okay.
And so, Heejun Young made me do it on TV, and it was aired, and I remember watching myself, and I'm like, my career's over. It hasn't even started yet, and it's over. I just closed my own curtain.
Listen, curtain finally closed. All I'm gonna say, boom.
But your career's not over. You're still.
Oh,
doing
Oh wait, no, it's
thing.
Over as an idol. But you know, I'm doing other things now. Yeah. You know, I mean, clearly, if you can watch the video, you can see why. But yeah. So you debuted on 1999, November 21st. Correct.
Yep. Mm. Correct.
Do you remember like when you came down from like your debut? Boudet, your stage. I remember exactly everything that like how I felt and like I've never. Like happy cried, but like I did that. Like I was like ugly crying, you know. I mean, like, what was your reaction? Like, you know, I know you said that, oh, my career's over, but I mean,
at that moment, it felt that way. But afterwards, I remember even before going on stage, I was so nervous because in my mind, I'm not a celebrity or anything yet because we haven't been on TV, we haven't released a single,
right?
So in my mind, I'm just another, you know, boring little kid from New Jersey going on stage and doing like a talent show. That felt like a talent show or something like that, like in high school. But I was nervous. I was like, because people I listen to, they're hosting the show. SCS is with us. And, you know, there's dancers and producers and writers all in the studio. And I'm like, there's so many people. And then in the audience, what made it worse is everybody that was watching were HOT fans. Okay. So now we have to do our best to kind of win these people over. Yeah. We're not going to steal their fans, but obviously we want them to be like, oh, they're part of their SM family now. So let's, you know, support them.
Right.
But it wasn't the let's support them vibe. It was more like, 얼마나 잘한지 보자. Yeah, that kind of vibe. And I felt like, oh my gosh, I was so nervous. And afterwards, I got off stage. I didn't happy cry. You know when you're just so hyper, you just couldn't stop shaking. I was like in the dressing room, like, my manager was like, 괜찮아? I was like, oh, this is still not believable to me. Like, it's unreal still that this is happening right now. And I went home that night, and Hwani and I just sat there, like, we felt like little kids, like, we couldn't even, like, talk perfectly to each other. And I remember just, yeah, going to sleep that night. And then, because I was so nervous, like, when I went to bed, and all the energy was just out of my system, I slept probably for 10 hours. Because the next day, they didn't get anything for us to do, because that was our first performance ever.
Yeah.
But I remember just sleeping, like, my life's over now. I did Britney Spears and people gonna hate me.
Well, you know what though? I think maybe that one little Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again. Was that what you did?
Oops. No, I did
Baby One More Time.
Hit Me Baby One More
Time.
Baby One More Time.
I mean, that could have led to many other things, you know, like a lot of
Since I did that, I stopped doing it for a while because the image they wanted for Fly to the Sky were like the charismatic, quiet,
right,
you know, 왕자 image or whatever. Mm-hmm. So Hwani would be like the tough guy in the group, and I was a shy guy in the group. That's what they wanted. So every time we went on TV, I wasn't really allowed to speak. So Hwani would be like, if the MC goes, oh, 플레이스가 나왔네요. So 브라인 씨는 미국에서 오셨죠? And then Hwani would be like, hey, 이 친구는 미국에서 왔습니다. I'd just be in the corner like as if I couldn't speak or anything. So I remember getting to a phase, like 2-3 years past, I speak a little bit. And then it got to a point where now a lot of them are like, oh, you don't speak because you're a 교포. 외국인이니까 말 못하지. Now I got to a point where now I didn't want to talk because now they're talking smack about me because my Korean wasn't good at the time. So I was just like, I don't even want to say anything. But then I got to a point where now I still want to be goofy and be myself on TV. So then the first big variety show that I went on, I just went goofy. And a lot of people remembered the whole Britney Spears thing. So they asked me to do other dances and that became my image.
So, you're on like a lot of Yennings, right?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy doing Yennings?
I enjoyed it to a certain point, but it sucked because back then they'd make you like, oh, how much are you going to go on this thing on SBS? Prepare a new song and dance. I'm like, oh, I'm not a choreographer. Like, that's not my job. Like, then I have to go online and look for videos and watch all the American pop videos and see what's funny and stuff like that. So that wasn't fun to do back then. But, I mean, it worked for me. Yeah, but then it got to a point where Hwani didn't get mad about it, but he wanted our group to be like a serious R&B group.
Right, right.
So it's like, we need to stop doing the goofy stuff on variety shows because people see us as a funny group now.
Mm.
Yeah, so I remember bumping heads because of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, you know, as you you put out many albums as Flight of the Sky, and having a brain fart here for a second. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Okay, so like as Flight of the Sky. Sorry.
I'm not going to make eye contact with Joel. I'm just going to look at the ceiling.
Okay, so as Flight of the Sky, you know, you mentioned like, you know, you didn't want to have, you know, Hwani didn't necessarily want to have like this image of like you guys were goofy or whatever when you guys were doing your albums. But I think looking back at your old songs and your old music videos, your old performances, when you do stand on stage as the singer Fly to the Sky, there wasn't any of that kind of vibe, no matter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it was like very like you had your Fly to the Sky persona and then you had, you know, you on variety show persona. It was very, you could separate it really easily.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I never, even back then when I listened to Fly to the Sky or watched you guys on TV, I never thought of, it was like two different people, really, I felt. Kind of.
I mean,
personas, I guess.
Like on stage and off stage.
Yeah. You kind of had to. Like, variety shows are meant to be funny. You want the viewers to enjoy what you're watching. Mm-hmm. And then on stage, because the music that we debuted as a hip-hop R&B duo, but then over time, we ended up becoming more R&B ballads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, when you're doing a ballad, you can't be smiling and, you know, being goofy. So, it's like, I told myself, all right, I need to be more serious, more professional when I'm on stage. So even if in the crowd I see like girls like with playing cards, holding it up, saying like, oh, so my nickname was Chirtigi. I don't know what the actual translation is, but it was because I was a goofball on TV. Mm-hmm. And that's what they kept on writing. Okay. So then I'm like, I don't want to see that before a performance.
Right.
And then they're trying to get like a reaction out of me. But I would just like tell myself, nope, be serious. And I would just slightly look away. Mm-hmm. And then like, yeah, that would just naturally come out. It's like, all right, I need to impress these people and show them that I'm not just a goofball on TV. I have this other side of me. And that's what I did when I was on stage.
It's a real pro. We love a real pro.
Thank you very much.
I got to say, my first introduction to like cream music ever was actually Flight to the Sky.
You lying.
I swear, because growing up, I never really spoke cream
in my
household.
You were
on a date
with a girl, weren't you?
No.
He was like, look, awesome baby making music.
So growing up, so like I'm third generation, so my mom speaks perfectly like good English. So
really?
I just never had to use Korean growing up. And so I remember, though, when
oh,
I
damn,
was really
birds outside.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
But like, when I was younger, my mom used to listen to Kasumapodo, like,
oh my gosh,
all the time in the car.
From fashion 70s.
Yeah, though. See, so that was like my first introduction to Korean music ever. And like, I was a huge fan of Flight to the Sky back in the day. Wow. Yeah.
You inspired generations.
Yeah. I never told anyone this actually, but I sang So Sick by Neo for my audition song. And they're like, can you sing a Korean song? And like, back then, my Korean was like botched. I was like, I could sing Kasumapodo. I was like, probably.
You
like,
actually sang Kasumapodo? Wow.
Yeah. And then I think I voice cracked in the middle. Like, I was like, yeah, okay. And I was like, oh, jisomna. I was like, I'm so sorry. Can you guys like erase that?
And you're only human. I mean, your voice is going to crack every once in a while.
Yeah.
In the studio, do you know how many times people crack their voices when they're recording albums? Like, ooh.
They're probably that. Because like, they looked at me strange the whole time because my Korean was like non-existent. So it was probably like, it was probably really bad. Like, yeah.
Look at that. I'm seeing a trend here. So yeah. Grace is, you know, kind of got you into it.
Okay.
And in a way, you got him into it. You know,
In a way.
You know?
Yeah, because I remember, like, because I was casted at Changto, like, a festival in LA, like, in K-Town.
Okay.
And I remember, like, when they first came up to me, I couldn't speak Korean, so my friend, who was a kyopo just like me, but he spoke Korean, he translated for me, and they were like, yeah, do you know anything about K-pop? And I was like, honestly, like, I know Flight to the Sky songs, but, like, that's about it. I don't know anything about K-pop.
Oh, wow.
They're like, oh, like, can you come to our, like, our hotel tomorrow, like, and do an audition? Like, I was kind of sketched out at first.
Obviously.
I was like, what the hell?
You want to come to my hotel tomorrow?
Yeah. I was like, what?
I want you to audition.
Yeah.
So make you sing like a bird.
So I was in high school, right? So, like, I brought, like, my biggest friend. I was like, you got to come with me, like, just in case, like, some shit goes down.
You had a bodyguard in high school. Damn. That's, yeah, I was like, that's baller right there.
Yeah, that was
holy damn.
Okay. Talking about the past, yeah. Oh,
man.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do you call it? So you went many years as Flight of the Sky, many albums.
Yes.
And in the middle, you guys kind of took a break, you know, and then you kind of did your own thing. You put out your own albums, The Brian, check it out.
Oh my God.
And you know, you guys, we're gonna get into like you as a solo artist and all that stuff in a bit, but we're gonna finish up on this part. But you guys came back after a 5-year break in 2014 with the song Noder Noder Noder.
That's right.
Right. And the fact of the matter is actually when you guys were promoting that song, we were gyeopchaeing with you guys. You might not remember. Oh. I actually inside hit to you back then also. It went to your diggy share.
Joel's so mad that Brian doesn't remember him.
How many people were in your group?
9.
That's why.
Well, you know, no. I mean,
I'm sorry. What people don't understand is like behind the scenes before we do the music programs, they always make like the Hubei Gasus come into the Sunbei Gasus room and the record label like Inza to the Sunbeis, and you'd be like, 안녕하세요, 우리는 da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you don't understand how awkward it is for us to receive that kind of
introduction. Of course. Yeah.
I'm just in the corner like, please get out of my room. I don't know how to react.
I mean, I remember back then, I think EXO was doing Jungdok, and then it was you guys and like a bunch of like Gina and like all these people. There was like a whole bunch of people promoting. And I remember my members and I, we were never like really like, oh my God, it's a celebrity, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But a lot of my members were big fans of Flight of the Sky. So they were the only person they were kind of, I guess you could say, scared of. Inzaing to was you guys. It was like really not scared.
I mean, you don't
but,
have to be scared of me, but Hwani, yeah.
No, I know. You know, they were like, oh my
that
God.
That man don't like, he don't talk, so.
Yeah, I remember being like, everyone was like really like, you know, like with you guys,
yeah.
Like it was, but it was really. I was like, man, should I like tell him that like I hung out at Dorothy Nam's house? Like,
you know, I mean, if you said that, like, oh, you know Dorothy, cool, because Honey knows Dorothy too. So I was like, would have been like an icebreaker. But when you come into a room, 9 people, and I'm just trying to be in my little space, my little Zen moment before I go on stage, and you're like, and you say your names, it's just like, whoa. But I'm just kind of like trying to hold, you know, my composure, like, then comes on that. You get the CD. Because back then, a lot of people would give you your autographed CDs. Like, Sambinim, here's our CD. I take it. I'm like, nah. I don't know any of your music. I'm so sorry.
You look hard enough. You might find your album somewhere in that big pile of albums you have. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, but so you came back with Noder, Noder, Noder. Mm. Another fun fact. Aaron and I, we go to Noderbaum a lot.
Okay.
And that is...
He loves singing that song.
That is a song that we always sing.
Noder, Noder, Noder.
Not well. I never said I sang it well, but I sing it. Or I try. You know, usually I'm, you know, slizz.
I just
but...
remind you... remember your voice being like very Michael Bublé-esque.
It is when I sing like
that's why
in
I can't
English.
See like the Noder 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 vibe. Like I can't see Michael Bublé like Noder Noder Noder. Like you know,
that's you know exactly how he sings. How do you remember that?
Noder Noder Noder.
I'm like, oh my god, bro.
Because
like,
of my padu.
You know,
like, that's how he sings it at Noderbaum. Yeah, yeah.
Trying to see that Michael Bublé vibe with our music. Like, oh, it's not like it's against the rules. It's like,
oh no.
It's a nice spin on things, you know.
Yeah.
But
you have like a very like 50s, like 60s.
I do.
Type
I sing
of
lots
voice.
Of
yeah.
like
Elvis,
like
those New Jersey doo-wop groups, or like that kind of vibe.
Yeah, I
like you're good at like Sinatra and like
you know golden Hollywood age. Like I'm good at that
me
stuff.
To the moon.
Like yeah. you're good at, like that type. Like that kind of music, but daughter, 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 daughter.
Yeah, like, exactly. He's singing into a country song. Daughter, 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 daughter.
That's what I'm envisioning right now.
Well, wow. I'll have to record it and send it to you one day. We'll see. Well, me and him will get real drunk, and then we'll sing Noder, Noder, Noder.
I'm down to check that out, and I'll put it on my YouTube or Instagram. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny.
Yeah, that's one of our songs that we always sing. But why, like, after so long did you guys decide to come back then? Like, what was the timing? How did that happen?
I mean, first of all, when we took the five-year break, Juani had to go to the military.
Mm.
That's another
reason
why.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And right after, which album was it? The Decennium album.
Mm.
Which was our last album back then as a group before coming back, mm-hmm. we did go through we need to go do our own thing phase.
Right.
Like, he wanted to do his solo thing. He wanted, because Juani really loves, like, old school R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I like R&B to listen to, but I wasn't a fan of performing it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, vocally, everyone has their thing. Like, I was never an R&B singer. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't trained to be that. I was more like, I wanted to be like a Josh Groban or something like that too. Mm. Like, no, no, no. I wanted to do something like that.
We're on the same chord right now.
So I want to kind of sort of go that route. Plus I want to do more dance pop type of stuff.
Right.
Okay, okay.
And Juani didn't want to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? Then this is perfect timing. You do you, I'll do me. And then if we get back together in a few years, cool. But then he went to the military and that was another 2.5 years of his life that we couldn't do stuff. And then I did musicals. I did... variety shows again. I was hosting other things. I was doing radio. So I got to a point where I was enjoying me time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't not enjoy being in Fly to the Sky, but once you do Fly to the Sky for almost up until that point, it was like 11 years.
Right.
It's like now I'm enjoying this and it's going well. And I'm in, you know, making my own rules and doing the things I want to do. And then after he got out of the military, I honestly didn't think, like, Fly to the Sky is going to come back that quick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for some 5 years is a long time, but he was texting me, so I was texting him too because we're both, like, I guess we're monitoring some of our old music. But then the weird thing is, like, when he texted me, he was listening to the same song I was listening to at the same exact time.
Oh, wow.
And we kind of had, like, that whole it's meant to be moment kind of thing. Like
telepathy.
Yeah. Mm. And then he calls me. He goes, 뭐해? I was like, oh, 나 지금, you know, 밥 먹으러 가, 친구랑. And he's like, and then he hears the song. He's like, 뭐 듣고 있어? I was like, oh, I'm listening to Close to You.
Mm.
And he goes, oh, 나도 그거 듣고 있었는데. I was like, really? That's weird. And then at the time, our buddy used to be in a group called Sharp a long time ago, Chris Kim.
Uh-huh.
He was visiting Korea. Mm-hmm. And Chris is like, hey, let's have dinner. I want to have dinner with you and Juani. And then the whole time at dinner, he's like, but I took a comeback there. You guys have to come back. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then he took a picture of the three of us and he posted on his Instagram saying, this coming soon or something like that. Like, he kind of like, foresaw what was going to happen in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, then Juani asked me, he's like, let's put an album together again. And then at that time, I signed with his company, which was, he was the 사장님 of.
Right.
So it was like, Fly to the Sky, I did stuff with him. But my solo stuff, I still did on my own with my other label at the time.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Legendary. We love that album. We love that song. Yes.
Noder, noder, noder.
Yeah. I'm really going to do it. I might do a cover.
Dude, do it, please. I would love it.
Oh, I might have to.
Like, even the arrangement, I want to hear it sound country or something.
It's time.
Like a blue
like a banjo or something. not bluegrass. We're talking, like, you know, some nice, like, firewood country. Okay. Not, you know.
Okay. Yeah, whatever you want to do, bro.
Do it like on a, what do you call it, a moonshine jug?
Oh, my gosh.